Saskatoon. Mistawasis Nahiawak Chief Daryl Watson has called on Harvard University to act on the racist comments that Sydney Daniels allegedly received from women's ice hockey coach Katie Stone. Daniels, a Mistawasis member, played for Stone and was the captain of the Crimson from 2016 to 2017, then became an assistant coach for 4 years from 2018 to 2022. She is now an NHL scout for the Winnipeg Jets. She is suing Harvard for alleged racial discrimination and racist comments made by Stone directed to several players, including Daniels, who are of Indigenous descent during the 2021-22 season. Watson, in a statement, said they fully support Daniels' lawsuit against Harvard as the First Nation community stands in solidarity with all Indigenous students who experienced racism and discrimination in the educational institution. Racism has no place in any educational institution, and it is unacceptable that Indigenous students are being subjected to mistreatment. Mistawasis is committed to advocating for fair treatment of Indigenous students and promoting equal opportunities for all, said Watson. We are proud of Daniels' accomplishments in her 5 years at Harvard. Because of her talent, work ethic and resiliency, she has broken down many barriers for First Nation athletes. We are disappointed in the Harvard sports organization and for the mistreatment she has endured. Harvard University administration has not yet released an official statement regarding the issue or any information regarding the lawsuit and what action it would take against Stone. First Nation leaders say they are hoping Harvard would be responsible for addressing and rectifying any discrimination toward minorities on its campus. Racism should have no place anywhere, especially in sports, they say. No scenario justifies a member of our community being treated this way. Mistawasis is actively engaging in discussions with our First Nations partners to establish an inclusive environment and progress toward a relationship built on principles of honesty, integrity, and trust, said Watson. As a community, we stand against any racism or mistreatment of Indigenous students and are committed to advocating for fair treatment and equal opportunities.